I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran cracks down on potential dissent ahead of the first anniversary of Mahsa Amini's death on Saturday. Family members of the protesters killed in last year's unrest were arrested without cause in recent days, including Amini's uncle. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries says protesters are not in the streets now like they were last year, yet the rebellion continues.
If you talk to Iranians, they will say, oh, absolutely, protesting is continuing, but we can't get on the streets without physical danger. So they are blasting music out of their houses in the middle of the night or screaming things. There's graffiti.
IMM created a new social media video to introduce Iranians to the hope of Christ. Watch the English version through a link at missionnews.org. In Nepal, Keys for Kids Ministries lost 350 audio units they call storytellers in a fire last November. The overall losses totaled $12,000. Then God came to the rescue. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says the Lord worked through generous donors to cover the damages.
We also were able to get new ones replaced, which was awesome.
Preloaded with scripture and Keys for Kids devotionals, storytellers are audio devices meant for group listening.
In Nepal, they're oral learners, and they just love the Keys for Kids storytellers.
You can help Keys for Kids send another batch of storytellers to Nepal. Look for the full story at missionnews.org.
We have another 100 or so that will be delivered sometime in November. We're appealing to people to support Keys for Kids Ministries because time is short. And when we have open doors for sharing the gospel, we need to move.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu world prayer guide. Get your copy at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.